The Senate compromise bill is expected to include funding for mortgage counseling to help families deal with foreclosure or avoid it. Mortgage counselors are busy these days and stressed. More people are calling, and sometimes the homeowners are in too deep for counselors to help. Richard Pittman is Housing Services Coordinator at By Design Financial Solutions in Los Angeles. We asked him to explain how the counseling process works.
What we do in reaching the consumer is to sit down and go through the basics of what's going on, where they are with the home right now, the budget and the cash flow, and seeing if it's realistic to come up with a plan of action of their own making or in tandem with possible assistance from the creditor.
And a plan of action, what does that usually entail?
Well, the plan of action is to take some motivational steps. We want to know exactly how much that consumer actually wants to keep the home. Are they willing to take on second jobs, you know, selling assets, liquidating savings, taking boarders or tenants into their home, making lifestyle change? It might be downscaling a car. It might be setting aside education, taking kids out of private school, giving up the tithing of their church or faith center. So there are a lot of decisions the client has to make, sometimes in a very short period of time, and that's where the stress really mounts.
What's it like for you on the other end of those phone calls? What's the state of mind of these families when they place that call?
For the families, it's everything from bewilderment all the way through to real rage. Some of them will just in rage hang up.
Hang up the phone on you.
They're not hearing what they want to hear. Maybe they'll call somebody else. I've talked to people who have already been through two or three agencies. Some of these people have already been burned. You know, when I have somebody who says, well, you know, I went to this agency that somebody recommended, or I got a flyer on my car and I called them up and I gave them $800 and they took my money and didn't do anything. Now, how can I trust you across the phone line?
You know, your title is Housing Services Coordinator, but given what you hear on the phone and what you deal with every day, it almost sounds like you're almost like a psychiatrist.
I have worn many hats over the year. The stress level for the average counselor certainly can be very extreme when you're talking about an average counseling taking 45 minutes to an hour and a half. You're trying to condense a lifetime into a very short call. We always have to encourage the client to accept this as a first step, that they didn't buy the house in one day. They're not going to cure a problem in one day.
How do you deal with the stress? How do you fight burnout?
I stand up and walk around my office a lot when I'm on the phone. And I've got a great wife who's the replacement for a marriage counselor or for a shrink.
She does the listening when you get home.
She does a lot of listening.
What's been your worst day on the job?
The worst day on the job would probably be the day when none of the cases have a reasonable option of resolution. When we get the people that financed with two mortgages, the 80-20, you know, 100% financing, stated income, you know, no prayer of making the payment when they first bought the house, much less looking at a house that's now down $75,000, $100,000, $150,000. And you have to try to explain it in calm terms that as much as they love their home, they're going to be walking away. They're going to be losing the home.
I know you have to protect your client's privacy, so I'm not going to ask you about specific individuals, but is there one case or one call that still haunts you that was just, you know, so tough for you that you still think about it even now?
Yes. Family of nine, they kept having more people move into the home trying to make the mortgage. Loan very poorly structured. They were talked out of getting an inspection on the house. Moved into the house, terrible conditions, a lot of repairs needed, didn't have any money, and it was a losing proposition from the day they moved in. I worked with them for almost 11 months before they lost the house.
And they lost the house.
They lost the house.
Are there days when you leave with a smile on your face? What would be your best day?
The best day is when I can get through to a lender with a client on the phone and we come up with an agreement and we confirm it by email or fax that we've got a winner and now it's just a matter of a few days or a week to get it through the process.
Mr. Pittman, I imagine that there's someone who might even be listening to this conversation that has a stack of threatening letters from their lender. What's your best advice for them?
Find the local help. You have two real choices nationally. The HUD website, which is www.hud.gov, or the National Hope Alliance, and that's 888-995-HOPE. And through those two contacts, a consumer can find a HUD-approved, nonprofit counseling agency that can offer free, confidential, non-pressured counseling.
If a family is strapped for cash, they can't pay their mortgage, how do they pay for your services?
Default counseling through any HUD-approved counseling agency should always be free. They can go to real estate attorneys and they'll get charged. They can go to credit clinics and get charged. But if they go to a HUD-approved counseling agency, they should not be getting charged. The Hope Alliance, the client will never be charged for a call.
Richard Pittman, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Richard Pittman is Housing Services Coordinator at By Design Financial Solutions in Los Angeles. And if you missed that information on how to find a counselor, you can find it at our website, npr.org.